Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Just, you know, one off season, you get a fire lit under your ass, and then, you know, the difference it can make. But I feel like with Dame and CJ, maybe this is just NBA players in general, but more so with those two, those guys hear everything. You saw Lillard last night and, you know, murdered Fentress in the post game, which was just brilliant. I loved it. But I feel like with these guys, especially the backcourt, they more than most in my 17 years here, hear everything and take it quite personally.
Yeah, you're probably right. They are really tuned into that. And that's, I don't know, you know, I'm getting older and that stuff is less appealing to me. And it's been a weird process for me covering the team, because there was a time when I was the same age as these guys, you know, that I was covering. And so I could understand where they're coming from. Now, I don't get it. I don't know why they concern themselves with
– I'm so with you on that.
And social media, you know.
I didn't think Lillard did, though. I CJ does, but it seemed I thought that was kind of odd of Lillard to call out Fentress. I just thought it was weird. It's like he really is going down that road. Like, I just thought Lillard was kind of above that, but, you know, I guess not.
Yeah, it was odd to me, too. It was odd.
I just see him on, I mean, I follow him on Twitter. I think he's a great follow, but he has no problem getting into a back and forth, whether it's media or a fan.
He responds to everything.
He responds, and he hears that stuff a lot.
Do you think there is a debate about best backcourt in the league? I mean, would it be, well, you got Harden and Irving now, but we'll see how that goes. But Paul and Booker, or like?
Yeah, they're there. And then, you know, if Clay's healthy, I think you got to give it to probably the Golden State duo. But I think right now, this season, you have to say Dame and CJ, hands down. They've both been very, very good.
Hey, so I was just looking at the stats again, because I'm still trying to pile on the Indiana pick tonight. But the Blazers are now number one in the NBA in terms of three-pointers chucked. Is that a good thing?
And made.
Is that a good thing to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's the way the game's played now. And I think their analytics tell them that the 3-point shot is more valuable than the 2-point shot. My thing is that I think that needs to be, adapted to who you're playing. When you have an advantage with Nurk under there, like against Houston, like against Sacramento last night, I think Nurk needs to get 15, 17 shots. And, you know, typically he's been around 8 to 12 shots a game. So I think they need to just adapt it to who they're playing. And if they have an advantage, they need to exploit that. And that's what drove me nuts in that Chicago loss, was they were just three-pointer after three-pointer after three-pointer. And, you know, one, mix it up. Two, make the defense work sometimes. You know, I think it's fine if you're taking a three-pointer, if you're making the defense work and you're getting that wide-open shot. But it just seemed like they came down and weren't testing the defense. So I think it's fine. I don't have a problem with it, to answer your question.
Yeah, but in that Chicago game, I think they took two regular field goals. Like, it was the final 10 minutes in the fourth quarter. I think there was two regular field goals, and I think they had like 9 or 10 misses from beyond the arc. And it's just it. And as a fan, that can be really bad basketball. It's like when Houston was doing that, when Houston was cooking, it was one of the funnest teams to watch. But boy, watching a team take 65 threes and miss 75% of them can just be brutal.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's why the NBA is struggling a little bit with the wider fan bases, the brand of their the game has changed so much, and I don't know that it's all that appealing to the wide spectrum of fans, but it's just the way it's going, and I think the Blazers are trying to adapt, and that's they've done it with their personnel defensively to be able to guard on the perimeter better, and then you know, their players are adapting that way to expand their game to shoot threes and shoot deeper threes.
Listener question. Excuse me. A listener wants to know why the coaches don't wear suits anymore.
Well, they're given the option. And I think Terry Stotts wanted to, but then I don't know if he put it to a vote of his staff, because I think they all like to be uniform. You know, if they're all going to be casual, and or if one's going to be casual, they all should be casual. If one's going to wear a suit, they're all going to wear a suit. And I think my guess is that Terry got voted down. He wanted to wear a suit, I think. Mm. But I haven't really asked that detailed of a question, but Terry has mentioned it in passing that he liked wearing a suit. He felt it was the professional thing to do, but he hasn't done it.
Well, he'd probably yell at you if you asked, so.
Yeah, probably.
I want someone to go like the Bob Higgins road and just get some like Walmart khakis and some oversized pullover thing.
All right. Well, happy birthday.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. The old
bastard. Another one down.
Another one down. Still kicking.
Another day closer to retirement.
Yeah. When's that? Are you shooting for the old 5-5 or, you know, what do you?
Years ago, I thought I would be able to retire at 53, but, you know, you get a divorce and you get a marriage and then a wedding and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't know.
Maybe
60.
60. Okay.
That's why I keep playing the lottery and why I keep playing Oregon scoreboard.
Yep. That's right. Make that retirement
hit
money.
Those parlays, man.
Come on, Pacers.
That's right.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. See you, fellas.
Bye. That is Blazers Insider for The Fan, 1080 The Fan.
And noted old man and gambler, Jason Quick.
Jason Quick. You got to love him. All right. Coming up next, let's get back on the clock. You want the audio, the Damian Lillard audio?
Yes, absolutely.
Have you heard that yet?
I have heard it. It was wonderful.
Yeah, because you just talked about it.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, we'll play the audio that we've been talking about coming up next. But first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, I've got two Damian Lillard clips here. The first one is the more mundane one, but I wanted to play it for you because you were talking about George Hill the other day.
Yeah.
And George Hill was saying he was having a problem with the NBA dictating, you know, what they can and can't do to kind of combat COVID and, you know, stay healthy. So let's see if I can find that at some point.
Searching, my computer here. Searching.
Bottom left of six. Let's go to six. Boom. Got it.
All right.
This is Damian Lillard on how the Blazers have been handling the COVID issue and the COVID protocols.
It's such a wild year with so much still going on. What is the significance for you to be home and not having to get on a plane for almost 2 weeks now?
I mean, you know, it is what it is. We, on the road, our whole team, you know, before they even tightened up the rules on the road, we were staying in a hotel. You know, we would go to shoot around, come back to the hotel, go to the room, play the game, go to the room. You know, I'm not messing around with this COVID. You know, I got to make sure that I'm protecting myself and my teammates and doing what's being asked of me. So we don't put each other in a bad situation, and everybody else is taking those same precautions. And if we want our season to continue, that's what it has to be. So, you know, I've been super careful when I go home. You know, I'm in the house with my fiance and my son, and I'm staying there. You know, I haven't even been able to spend time with my family, and all of them living in Lake Oswego and Westland too. So, I mean, I'm taking it serious. And we got a responsibility that we need to hold up. And that's all I've been focused on. So, you know, it will be nice to be in our own beds and be around our families. But, you know, Kobe doesn't have any friends, and just being home, you know, you can still slip up and go visit somebody or just pull up to somebody's house or, you know, whatever the case might be. And, you know, that could flip everything upside down. So, like I said, it'd be nice to be at home with my son and with my fiance and in my own bed and, you know, comfortable for a few weeks for sure.
Yeah, so George Hill plays with the Thunder now. He was the one that was saying...
Yeah, he said, we want to play the game. He said, I just don't understand some of the rules. He said, we can sweat for 48 minutes with a guy next to us for those 48 minutes, but we can't talk to them afterwards. He said, it makes no sense. He goes on to say, look, I'm a grown man. I'm going to do what I want to do. If I want to go see my family, I'm going to go see my family. They can't tell me that I have to stay in a room 24/7. He said, that's serious. He goes, if it's that serious, maybe we shouldn't be playing. He says, that's no life. He said, no one's going to be able to just cancel their whole life for this game. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. Like, I don't blame George Hill for thinking that. If you're having to tell someone literally what they can do with their time 24/7, I totally understand a man with a wife and kids saying, when I leave the court, you're seriously going to tell me that I can't be around my family? And if that's the case, why are we out there playing? I understand that there's going to be blowback, and I wish everyone took it the way Damian Lillard took it. And I think there's a lot to be said for having a guy like that that leads your team. I think he's the best leader in the NBA, but I can't fault George Hill for thinking like that. In fact, I think the majority of NBA players probably feel that way, but don't have the balls to come out and say it.
Well, Lillard may feel that way, but at the same time, you know, the way he handled it is much more mature.
Sure.
But I mean, if you want paychecks,
well, that's, I understand that. But if you
want to play, you should do this stuff.
I think that's very easy for us to say, and there will be a lot of blowback. But if, you know, whether it's our job or whoever, I think there would be a ton of people. And I don't think that it makes you an entitled brat or anything to sit there and scratch your head and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like if Intercom came out and said, hey, by the way, this is what you guys have to do in order to do your radio show. And that is going to be, we are going to control who you're around, what you do with your free time, where you can come and go when you leave the radio station. I'm sorry, I don't believe that you or anyone else would just take that and be like, well, this is the way it is. And, you know.
Well, it is if I want a paycheck. I mean, it's not complicated.
I just think that is no offense, but I think that is a very simplistic way of thinking about this. And the idea that everyone would be fine with that and you would just go along with it, I don't buy it. I think a lot of people would nod their head and then go out and do what, you know, what they want to do.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just go along with it. It's just a lot of things. There's a lot of things you're just not going to like.
Again, I think there's a difference between, see, this goes back to if you don't like it, go do something else. Well, that's fine, but there's a reason why things are collectively bargained. There's a reason why there's laws governing what sure. Your employer can and can't do.
I'm just saying there's a lot of things we don't like to do in the world.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Spending time with your family, I don't necessarily think should be one of those things that is arbitrary.
Well, right, but there are things that we don't want to do that we just have to do because we're adults, and this is another one. You don't have to like it,
again,
and you can speak out about
telling someone who they can and can't be around in their own free time when they leave the workplace and who they can associate with. I'm sorry, to me, and I'm not one of these, you know, My freedom's America. I'm not one of those, but I do think that some of this stuff is really borderline uncomfortable. It's like with the NCAA, right? When you're telling people, well, you're just a regular student, but we're going to tell you now what you can and can't do, when you can go to the bathroom, when you can breathe, when you can do this. At some point, this isn't an essential business, you know? And again, all of these things are collectively bargained. And I just think you're walking a fine line telling grown men with wives and children that they can't spend time with those people.
So Aaron Fentress is now on the Blazers beat?
Yes.
I've lost track of Aaron
Fentress.
I think
he might write for The Athletic.
I don't think so. I think he's back at Oregon.
He's
Live.
The Oregonian.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah,
at, okay.
He's back.
He's
at
the
Oregon.
Blazers beat writer.
He was at, what do they call it? NBC Sports.
Mm-hmm. I thought he got with and the then Seahawks went, and the Athletic.
He was on the
then
Athletic
he went to
for
the Athletic,
a little bit.
And now he's at Oregon Live?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, for the Oregonian. You are correct.
Yeah. So I guess Fentress was on the tweets, and he was saying something about he was questioning if Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook should be in the conversation for best backcourt.
Yes.
In the NBA.
Yeah, I think he brought that up as or you know,
and it was on Twitter.
Yeah,
as he tends to get, you know, Fentress is very combative on Twitter.
Oh yeah, he loves, you know, he's tried that with me a handful of times. That man loves the debate and argue about anything, and I just
I think I muted him. Maybe that's why I didn't. I haven't followed. He's been kind of out of sight, out of mind. Maybe he doesn't pop up on my timeline. I don't know.
I
love him. He's a nice guy.
I love Fentress, but like when we used to do stuff back when we were allowed to do some of the NBC Northwest stuff, and he would just, that man will debate anything. And I mean anything.
So anyway, that was on Twitter and Damian Lillard saw it. And so now this audio comes from SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah, they had this last night.
And the silence part of this that you will hear is basically Damian Lillard staring a hole through Zoom.
The look
at
his
Aaron
face
Fentress.
Is amazing.
Damian Lillard settling scores. He'd like a word with Aaron Fentress of the Oregonian.
I also saw your tweets when you was saying that it was a backcourt better than me and CJ too.
Today?
Well, I don't see how it would be today after tonight, but I did. You were saying
I raised
the Wizards backcourt.
I raised it as an option because someone said there was no contest. So I said, well, what about Beal and Westbrook?
Mm. And then Van Pelt goes bye.
It just and it goes on for even longer than that. He just stares at him, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, I thought it was weird that Lillard got into the muck with Fentress, but
well, again, following both Dame and CJ on Twitter, they have no problem. They hear everything, they see everything, and they will retort. And I think they're actually pretty good about it. I think it's funny.
All right, well, there you go. That's Fentress. Who probably loves that because, you know, he loves he likes to get attention.
Yeah, when you're out there mixing it up and someone gives you a response like that, it's probably the best thing in the world.
Lillard. I hope Lillard comes at you one day.
Okay.
I think that'll be great.
I'm probably the last person that would give two rips if an athlete came. I remember years ago when we actually covered the Blazers. It was a Rashid came back and someone said that, like, you can't ask that question or Rashid will come at you. And I laughed and was like, why? Like, what? Like, well, he'll come right at you. I'm like, what's he going to do? Is he going to hit me? It'd be the greatest thing in the world. I wish more than anything. And I think when I said it, I don't remember what the question was. Rashid, you know, same thing. He, you know, blew me off or whatever. And it's like, wow, are you brave for asking a question? Or like, it's the idea, like when Bob Knight, like people were afraid of Bob Knight. Why? Do you really think one of these guys is going to take a swing at you? It'd be the greatest thing in the world. I would love to get hit by a professional athlete.
Yeah, get some money, go lay on a beach.
Absolutely. It blows my mind that people in our business are afraid of athletes or coaches.
It's a real thing, though.
It just, yeah.
You go to these press conferences, they're all, a lot of them, not everyone.
Oh, they're terrified of them.
A lot of them are cowering in fear.
Well, and some of that is access, right? They're like, well, if you won't get access. And doing what we do, I'm
and
like.
And some of them just suck up to them.
Yeah.
Like, well, they just.
The Blazers don't give us access anyway, so it's like, whatever. Like, I'm going to get less access to Damian Lillard? I'm like, boo-hoo.
I think we threw the Blazers for a bit of a, I think the Blazers didn't know what to do with us because we didn't ask for access.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's their big power card is like, well, if you're going to be like this, we're going to take away your access. And we're like, yeah, we've never wanted access.
That's all right. We're okay.
We don't really care. Hey,
we'll be fine.
Now they're like, damn it. What do we do with those guys? Kick them off TV.
I will never understand someone being afraid of another grown man in a profession yelling at you when you have nothing to lose.
Well, I want Damian Lillard to stare a hole through you on Zoom. I think it would be great. Say something. See if you can go on your Twitter nightly and see if you can get him
but
or
Suk's
CJ.
But Suk's never going to be on the Zoom.
To respond.
You'd have to get me on the call.
No, but I just mean respond on social media.
See if I knew. Yeah. That and I'm not a troll.
Say
so.
The best backcourt in the league is Ricky Rubio and whoever he plays.
Just come
with.
Up with the worst backcourt I can come up with.
Yeah, D'Angelo Russell, Ricky Rubio.
Oh, yeah, what are you talking
about?
There's
a case to be made.
Clearly, right? Clearly the best backcourt.
All right, we got a break. 5:54 on the Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
You know, regrettably, we never got into any hot Sony Open talk today.
Oh.
Hopefully tomorrow.
Damn it.
get that in for you
I
guys.
I can't believe it. It's all I was looking for the entire time was Hot Sunny Open talk.
There's just a lot of sports today, but we'll get it in.
I tried to expand my golf universe, you know, by watching that. Hell of a movie.
I do think we should talk Tiger Woods doc at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe we'll just let that play out on Sunday, and then we'll come back and talk about it next week.
Well, I tried talking about it, and you took a big steamer all
over
it.
Well, I hadn't watched it yet.
No, you said you hated it, and you fell asleep.
Yeah, you gave it a... Like, Rob is now backtracking.
No, I said... when I brought it up, Jesus.
You guys are like my wife.
Holy S.
You took a big steamer and went, meh.
You took a big steamer on
it. I said it was a meh, but I had only watched 30 minutes of it. I then came back the next day when I hadn't fallen asleep and said how great it was.
You did?
You're just going to ignore that, aren't you?
Look.
I don't remember that.
Well, you probably weren't paying attention. You're paying attention 25% of the damn time in there, you S-head.
He's in there trying to get all that, that single tud now. I mean, Lynch is very distracted.
Sook knows I said that.
All I know is I brought it up because I was excited to talk about it, and you gave it your exact words.
This is right.
Your exact words as you went, I watched it and gave it a meh.
Yeah, but I watched 30 minutes of it.
Because it was so boring, you fell asleep.
That's not true. I'm just an old man. I can fall asleep during anything.
Falling asleep watching TV is...
Literally anything.
I sleep better doing that than I do at any other point. I don't know why, because I have horrible insomnia, but I can lay on the couch and watch something I'm really interested in and pass out for like 3 hours.
I mean, I fell asleep a lot of times during Breaking Bad when I was trying to catch up on that series. Yeah. You know, it's a great series.
Sunday night.
But I fell asleep.
I don't think I've made it through a Sunday night football game in 10 years. And I love it.
Whoa.
I love the Sunday night football nap. And then you wake up like in the middle of the third quarter. You're like, oh, all right, let's finish this thing off.
By the way, did you see who Urbis Myers may be hiring as his OC?
No. What do we got?
Read that little deal there.
No. Where are you? Is this is on the Twitterverse?
Yeah. Scott Linehan.
Oh, really?
Is a big...
he'd been around the block.
Big name.
I feel like that guy has coached everywhere.
Yeah, he's most recently went back to college. I remember him in Dallas. Well, obviously with Detroit, but he was the OC in Dallas, and then Jason Garrett fired him. And then he went back to LSU, went back to college.
Yeah, he has coached... a Beaverton guy, by the way. His first coaching job was at Sunset High School. He was the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, local guy.
Yeah. Idaho, UNLV, Washington, different roles. Louisville, Minnesota, Miami, St. Louis, Detroit, Dallas, and now LSU.
You think,
here you go.
You think Urban Meyer will call Alan Embry about a job
no.
on his staff?
Alan Embry's busy securing the fine athletes and students at Prairie High School.
If Urban Meyer had to assemble his entire staff of people only from the Northwest, mm-hmm. would they be good?
I bet you could put together a good staff of people
from the Northwest.
The upper left. So are we including Idaho, Washington, Oregon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you could put together a pretty good staff.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. We do okay up here in the top left.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd probably be better off going down into California, but I think we'd be all right in the upper left.
Yeah, all right.
We don't have that many people.
That we don't.
No. It's a population size.
Are you ready to club?
Yes.
You little bitch.
We're extremely... I'm a fancy little bitch. Thank you very much. Me and my pink mask.
You do have a pink mask.
Yeah.
Which I think is very...
Fancy.
Very fashion forward of you.
Yeah. I've gone...
A big white supremacist guy like you wearing a pink mask throws people off.
I've gone almost exclusively to the pink mask. I've got two of these, and they're wonderful.
They don't know what to do with you.
Well, I don't know about you. Well, you probably don't have this problem, but...
Because I'm so sexy?
I can't find masks that fit me.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all a little small.
Yeah, sometimes.
In fact, they're all riding up, and then I just recently trimmed it, but my beard was kind of like...
Have you tried these blue...
Yeah, they don't fit me at all.
They're too small?
The standard hospital masks, yeah, they're right out.
Too small?
Yeah. They ride up, and then, like, my beard is kind of...
Because you have a big mouth.
And my beard is kind of bushy, and so it always pushes it up.
Did you like that one, Mike?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
This is the one I use. It's pretty good, but it rides up my chin constantly.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, always sitting over here right under my mouth, and I'm like, oh,
yeah, yours is always... I always look at yours, and I kind of chuckle at how small it is.
Yep.
So the pink mask here, it...
You might want to clip that.
It works out.
Yeah. All right. So let's break, okay? Oh, I've got something great to kick off the club. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Have you heard... Do you know who Armie Hammer is?
Oh.
Have you read this story?
Yes, sir.
Oh my God.
I don't know who it is, but I've read the story.
He was the Lone Ranger.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
He's been in a bunch of stuff, but he was the awkward Johnny Depp Native American cultural appropriation thing. He was the.
I cannot pick him out of a lineup. I don't know who he is. I've heard of him.
But the story is wild.
But holy crap.
He's into some things.
We'll get to that story next in the Club on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.